Blog Talk Radio.
Like
checks down to bars. Good, quit chasing cars. What happens when the dope gets low? Bitch, you ain't that fine.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Hi, everyone. Can everyone hear me all the way in the back? Okay. Thank you very much for coming here today and having us in Connecticut. It's really, really fun to come out here, see you all. for those that are not familiar at all with Bashar and or channeling in general, one way to sort of look at it is it's really just an altered state that just about everyone can do and often does in their own lives from time to time, although they use it in different ways. The channeling state is similar to when you do something that you love to do and you get lost in it so deeply that you don't pay attention to the passage of time, the singer that's lost in the song, the artist that's lost in the painting, the actor that becomes the role. In a sense, that's a channeling state, and in that state you apparently can access all sorts of different levels of your own consciousness, or perhaps even in this case potentially other consciousnesses. But what we always like to say in this is, you know, Bashar comes through and presents himself as an extraterrestrial consciousness, and this is theoretically a telepathic link up between us. He's not speaking English, he's just sending thoughts. It gets translated into the language that I've been raised to understand, which is English. We've seen him come through other people in other countries, and of course in that case it's recognizable as the same personality, but it comes out in the language that they were raised to understand. But bottom line is, you don't really have to believe that Bashar is who he says he is to get benefit out of this. The main purpose of bringing the information through is that it seems to have the ability to really help people make deep changes in their lives, and that's the reason we keep on doing it, because we keep getting feedback from people that it does make differences in their lives, it does seem to work when they apply it. And so for that reason, we let it come through however it needs to come through, and if Bashar is who he says he is, perhaps someday we'll meet him face to face. Until then, it's the information that really is more important. So by all means, use it if it works for you. If not, you'll get what you need somewhere else. But I think you'll have a lot of fun with him. The more fun you have with him, the more fun he'll have with you. And when you do ask your questions, just be direct. Just talk to him like you would talk with anyone. And as April suggested, it's good in a workshop of this nature to sort of try and focus the questions on the subject at hand, which is changing core beliefs. Get deeply involved with him as to, you know, how you want this material to work for you. So this is your opportunity to interact with him in that way. I Does everyone have one of the diagrams? Because that's going to be important through the workshop, so make sure you do have the diagrams. And other than that, have a good time. And I'll see you all later.
Say good day to you, this day of your time. How are you all? Oh, why, thank you. First of all, we would like to thank each and every one of you, individually and all of you together collectively, for your willingness to co-create this interaction, allow us to create this transmission of information to you in this way at this time. Each and every time your civilization allows our civilization to interact with you in this way, it affords us an opportunity to experience through you another facet of the multidimensional crystal of all that is of creation. And this, to us, is a gift. We get to experience through your perspectives, through your understanding, a different way that creation has of expressing and experiencing itself. And it expands our understanding, therefore, of the ways that creation has to express itself and increases everyone's ability to understand that much more clearly what creation can be, what creation is all about. You, as a unique expression of creation, are equal to every other expression of creation. But of course, you are unique. Your world has a certain kind of overall experience of reality. You have a different kind of experience of physical reality than any other world that might also have chosen to experience physical reality. And the uniqueness of your experience of physical reality is one of the reasons why our civilization and others are very interested in what is going on your planet at this time, because you are going through great transformations of consciousness, great transformations of understanding, expansion and awareness that bring you to a point where you are beginning to remember who and what you are more and more as an aspect of the infinite, as an aspect of a multidimensional creation. And so that memory that is now coming back to you after generations and generations of forgetfulness is what is resulting in your age of awareness, age of transition, age of transformation, what you call your new age on your planet. This remembering thus means that you're not really learning anything new. You are simply recalling what it is as a spirit you have always known. Now is the time on your planet when this is possible, when it is more available to more of you than it has ever been before in your history for a long time, as you count time to exist. In experiencing your physiological reality, one that has imposed upon itself a great degree of limitation, a great degree of forgetfulness, a great degree of the experience of disconnection from the infinite, you have created a very unique experience of learning to discover the light coming out of great darkness. And this is a very powerful thing to have chosen. One of the reasons why many beings are so interested in observing what is going on your planet today with regard to the transition and transformation of awareness is that you have imposed upon yourself in the past such great degree of limitation, and yet still manage to arrive at a point out of all of that forgetfulness where you are now remembering that you are beings of light. And the ability to do that is an indication of how strong you are, and also to other beings that may be going through their own transitions and transformations in other civilizations, seeing in you your ability to find the light even after having imposed such great darkness and limitation and forgetfulness upon yourself means that nothing is impossible. If you can do it, anyone can do it. So you are great teachers in that sense for all beings in creation. And you are great teachers of yourselves to pull yourself through that kind of experience. And we are deeply appreciative and grateful for your willingness to experience that and create for yourself a unique manifestation of self-discovery and reawakening. In the creation of this unique experience of disconnection and experience of forgetfulness, you have created, as a way of experiencing physical reality, unique personality structures. A personality structure is composed primarily of three main components. You clothe yourself in this personality as a spirit. You take on this mask called personality. And it is basically composed of the ideas of beliefs and definitions, emotions, feelings, and thirdly, of thoughts and actions, behavior, if you will. These three components form what you recognize as your physical persona, your physical self, physical personality, how you identify yourselves as physical beings through your personality. But these personalities are artificial constructs, in a sense, created by you in order to experience the idea of space-time, of physical reality, of creation in a temporal matrix, in a space-time continuum idea. In other words, as spirit, things can manifest instantaneously, but spirit, things can manifest instantaneously, but as physical beings, you can actually observe and experience the process of creation itself. And so, in order to have that experience, you get into your personality diving suit, and you dive deep down into physical materiality, crystallizing your idea of yourselves into solid matter. And by creating this personality, you can thus then experience the concept called physical reality. Always maintaining, of course, a link back to your spiritual self, your higher self, your oversoul self. Now, when you create this physical personality, when you crystallize this physical persona, it will, of course, take on the attributes in general of the general agreement and contracts you have all agreed to abide by, generally speaking, for the idea of the experience and exploration of physical reality. And when those physical personas are crystallized, are solidified, they take on certain attributes, certain patterns that represent the idea of the physical reality you have agreed to explore. And in taking on those attributes and taking on those patterns, such as self-imposed limitations, the concept of forgetfulness, the experience of disconnection, experiences of emotionality, of thoughts, and physiological behavior, when you take those on, it can create experiences that will lead you through processes that bring you back, always will bring you back to yourself, to an awareness and an awakening to your true self. But in that process, because by definition it may contain elements of forgetfulness, so that you can explore physical reality in the unique way you have chosen to, there may be moments that are experienced as difficult, painful, fearful, doubtful. And so, this interaction, this day of your time, is designed specifically to aid and assist you in this journey, in this process, you have chosen for yourself, called physical life, to let you know that it does not have to be experienced in a painful way, that you can still face all your challenges, that you can still explore all your themes, all the ideas you wished to learn, all the lessons you desired to learn, you chose to learn as a spirit, as a soul, by exploring physical reality, but experience those things, learn those lessons, face those challenges in an exciting way rather than a painful way. That you can transform the darkest dark into the brightest light. That you have the ability to do that even in your forgetfulness. You still have the ability. And that you have created for yourself a family of guides, a family of soul friends, such as ourselves and others, that are always willing to remind you who you really are and give you suggestions for what tools may assist you in your self-chosen journey of self-discovery, so that it can be recognized now, at this time on your planet, as something that can generate excitement, so that you can face the challenges of the unraveling and revealing of yourself in a way that is constructive and creative and loving and beneficial to yourself and all concerned, so that your lives can now become ecstatic explosions of synchronicity and manifestation. All this is possible and always has been, but you have, in creating self-imposed limitations, self-imposed forgetfulness, self-imposed experiences of disconnection from the all, you have created also a forgetfulness that it has always been available to you. And we, and others, and yourselves, are now capable of working together to remind you, to remember, to literally remember who you are, to put yourselves back together instead of experiencing yourselves in a fragmented way. You can still experience physical reality, but you don't have to experience it to the degree of segregation and fragmentation and separation and disconnection that you have experienced for thousands of years on your planet. You are free to be free at this time. Free to be more of who you really are. Now, when we talk about the idea of disconnection, pay attention to the fact that what we are actually saying is the experience of disconnection. Because you can never really be disconnected from all that is. You are a part of all that is. That can never change. You are what is. You can never be outside because there is no outside. You can never be really disconnected because everything is actually one thing, expressing itself and experiencing itself as a multitude of things within it. But every separate thing, every person, place, and thing, every separate idea, everything that appears to be separate only appears to be so. It is an illusion of separation that you use as a tool to experience physical reality, the idea called physical reality. But there is no physical reality outside of you. It is all, in that sense, a projection from you, through you. And thus then, as you go into this new age of awareness, you begin to awaken more and more every day in every way to the fact that there is no real separation between what you appear to experience around you and who you are within. And as you change yourself, you see what is around you change in the same way that as you look into a glass mirror, you see the reflection back of whatever is actually on your face, be it a frown or a smile. But remember, the reflection in the mirror will not change, cannot change, until you decide to either smile or frown first. But when you do, the reflection will have no choice but to built-in meaning automatically. all situations, circumstances, things in life are neutral, devoid of any particular built-in meaning. They are neutral props, symbols. You give them the meaning, either automatically, unconsciously, or intentionally, by choice. And the meaning you put, the meaning you assign to any given situation, circumstance, person, place, or thing, utterly and completely determines the effect you get from that situation, circumstance, person, place, or thing. They are devoid of meaning so that you are capable of being the creator of your reality and deciding and choosing what meaning to give those circumstances, and thus determining what effect you get from the circumstance, no matter how it looks. The same circumstance can give you a positive or a negative effect, a positive or a negative experience. If you learn to put positive meaning into a circumstance for you, if your relationship to that circumstance is defined by you as positive, you will only get a positive effect from it regardless of what anyone else's intention in that situation might be toward you. This is the third law of creation. What you put out is what you get back. Again, like the mirror, if you frown, you cannot see a smile in the reflection. If you smile, you cannot see a frown. If you learn that life is basically meaningless, so that it's up to you with your free will, your choice, your freedom to choose, so that you put the meaning into it that serves you best, then you will understand that being meaningless is the greatest gift life could give you, so that you can determine how you will experience life with your capacity to be a co-creator with all that is, to define your reality in a way that makes it uniquely your own, so that you can experience reality in the way you prefer to, in a way that you believe is aligned with your truth, your true self. And in so doing, magically and miraculously and effortlessly find yourself in a life of harmony, creativity, love, synchronicity, and recognize at that moment then that that is the way life can be if you define it as such. And this brings us to the core issue at hand. Physical reality is the product utterly of your core belief, your core definition. What you have been taught to believe is true, is possible for you. What you have been taught to define your relationship to life as. Now, we understand, as we said before, that when you adopt the physical persona, you may, in some ways, unknowingly adopt certain kinds of ideas, certain kinds of definitions and concepts that will bring about a kind of fog of forgetfulness once you're in physical reality, and not allow you to remember that you chose that reality, number one. And number two, may allow you to harbor some of the definitions and beliefs that create your reality in an unconscious way, so that you may not even be in touch with the fact of how it is that the things that are going on in your life are occurring. But you see, this is the definition of a belief. A belief must be self-sustaining in order for you to actually have an experience in reality of that belief. And that's why many times it's very difficult to adopt a new belief, or to even know there is another belief to adopt, is because every belief, in some sense, is exclusive of every other belief, so that you can focus on the reality that belief is designed to generate, to the exclusion of any other interference from any other reality, any other perspective, or any other idea. However,
knowing this is a belief unto itself as well. And when you finally get to the point of realization that there can be such a thing as a belief in other beliefs and a belief in an ability to change from one belief to another, then you have discovered the key that unlocks you from any particular belief and allows you to experience beliefs in a conscious way and experience your reality and your life in an aware manner that allows you the flexibility and the freedom to choose what kind of reality you will experience based on the knowledge and the certainty that as you get in touch with what you believe that is creating your reality, you can easily get in touch with other beliefs and you can replace the belief you don't prefer with one that you do and thus generate a reality that is more in alignment with your preference. This is all simple physics. That's all it is. It's all energy in motion. It's all vibration. And whatever vibration you give off utterly determines the kind of experience you will get in physical reality, because there is no physical reality aside from what you believe it to be. That's what physical reality is. Even many of your own scientists, your quantum physicists, are now beginning to realize that there is no outside external physical reality that is different or apart from or separate from what it is you choose to observe about it. Paradoxical, yes, but that's all right. When you're working with paradox, you're truly working with the core power of your being. That's what paradox tells you. When things seem totally opposite, mutually exclusive, and yet you have both of them at the same time creating a paradox, what that tells you is both of those apparently mutually opposite and exclusive things still must generate from somewhere within you, somewhere in the center. They both issue from the same place. And when you can see them both equally and experience the idea called paradox, then what that tells you is you're sitting squarely at the center of your being and capable of observing both sides and thus bringing both sides into absolute balance. So work with paradox. Paradox is your friend. Paradox lets you know you are where you need to be. You are finally realizing and becoming aware of the fact that you are creating the polarity, that you are creating the dichotomy, that you are in charge of that experience, that it's coming through you, from you. Belief. Getting in touch with belief. Getting in touch with definitions that then generate your reality is what it is all about, because that's the first component. Look at it this way. Look at this analogy. Building a house on your planet requires a design, a blueprint, to let you know what the house ought to look like. It requires builders to build the house. And it requires building materials. So, your belief systems, your definitions, are like the blueprints. Your emotions are like the builders of the house. And your thoughts and behaviors are like the building materials. So if you have a blueprint, if you have a belief, if you have a definition that isn't quite drawn right, looks a little crooked, looks a little wonky, looks a little out of phase, out of step, you cannot expect the builders to then understand how to build the house properly, and you cannot necessarily expect them to use building materials that are of high quality if they're not getting an accurate blueprint of what it is they need to use to begin with. So if you are using belief systems that are out of alignment with your true self, then the emotions and the energy that comes to you that takes the belief and manifests it into physical reality, thoughts and behaviors, are going to only be able to take their cue from the original blueprint. And the quality of those building materials and the energy of those builders are only going to be capable of building a house that might lean to one side or fall down relatively quickly and come apart at the seams. When that happens, do what every builder does. Go back to the original blueprint and say, are the specs on the blueprint what they need to be?
I came into this world high as a bird. From secondhand cocaine powder, I know it sounds absurd. I never toot it, but it's in my veins. While the rest of the country bunches off ridges without no snapback and bitches. They say they need that to shake their fannies in the ass club. They go the other route, turn each other out, burn each other out. Where a bonafide nigga like me can't even get no back rub these days. Ain't that bleak on they part? But let me hold it down, cause they shut you down when you speak from your heart. Now that's hard. While we ranting and raving about gas, nigga, they made them gas. They got some shit that'll blow out our back from where they stay at. Fascinated by the way your nipples pick at me through your blouse. Freaky me, freaky you, can't help but be aroused. Excuse me, Lord, lustful thinking, but that was the way we was brought up. Sneaking and watch Playboy at night, we all must be caught up in worldly ways. The chemistry between boys and girls is a lot like when we went to the woods and laid with the squirrels. During P.E., we'd be exploring each other's privates, hunching with all our clothes on until we felt excited. Then, oh, now it's on from here on out. Put your hands in the atmosphere if you know what I'm talking about. Now if too harsh, then walk on out and I see you on the next song. They call it horny because it's devilish. Now see, we dead wrong.
People don't know the stress I'm dealing with day to day. Speaking about the feelings I'm possessing for Renee. Moping around and wondering where she stayed. Saw her last as she lay. Give it another day, I say. But the Lord, he taketh away. Now I give it back low. Cause that's like bad boys without the rims. Me and my auntie was tight like Southwest. Before the pinks moved in, like the niggas who owned the liquor stores. Crack cocaine, pimps and whores. Living up on this earth before a nigga like daddy was born. But they be making it seem that my music and crime are team. But I'm speaking the truth, not dream. So what in the fuck they mean? My lyrics ain't clean.
All right, guys, greetings, greetings, greetings again. Welcome back, welcome back. That was Outkast, Babylon. I thought it was the I thought that it was the Outkast day, right? So, yeah. All right, so core beliefs. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. When it comes to core beliefs, guys, core beliefs is very, very, very important. But we have to get to the root of our core beliefs, right? What are your core beliefs? You know, what do you know about the subconscious? You know what I mean? Do you know that the subconscious rules your reality? What are your core subconscious beliefs? That's how I want to rephrase that. So ask yourself, what are they? Have you ever just took a look? Have you ever just wanted to know? You know? Awareness is the first step in everything, guys. So just know that it takes work. You know, we have to literally know that everything that we were taught was a lie. And I don't want to say that literally, because not all of it probably was a lie, right? But most of it, as far as the conditional training aspect of it, right, was a lie. So we want to get to the root of core beliefs. So that's why I felt the need to do this today. So first, in getting to the root and the awareness of knowing your core beliefs, you know, we have to begin to now start to identify with those and why they are lies and how could I reprogram and how can I transmute this energy in alchemy, you know what I mean? And how could I turn negatives into positives, right? That's alchemy. So study alchemy. You know, a great book to get is Pablo Coelho, The Alchemist. You know what I'm saying? So you can begin to understand alchemy, overstand, right? And reprogram yourself, you know, and start to attract your soul family. Because when it comes to your physical family, once you start to awaken and start to change and come into your authentic version of yourself, you're going to lose family members. You're going to lose people. You know what I mean? that's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? So know that you start to attract the soul family. You know, and as Bashar said, you are free to be free at this time. You know, freedom is a mindset. You know what I mean? And be free now. You know what I mean? Free yourself. You know, Fantasia, go ahead and see yourself. I wish I had that. I'm going to have to download it for later. But most of all, have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Have fun, guys. You know, as my dear friend says, Goddess Twin, Gemini Twin, you know, she says, it's just Earth, bitch. It's just Earth. You know what I'm saying? We take Earth so fucking seriously when Earth is a classroom for you to learn. Why are we taking it so serious? You know what I mean? And a lot of us are reincarnated any fucking way. You know what I mean? And, hey, if we have to come back 10,000 times to get it right, then that's just so mode to be. You know what I mean? We choose to do that on a soul level. It's just Earth, bitch. Relax, right? And know that everything is connected. You give everything meaning. Oh, my God, this ties in with a quote is, life is only 10% of what happens, yet 90% in how you react to it. How are you reacting? How are you reacting to situations that we're in resistance? How are we acting subconsciously, though? That's the key. How are you subconsciously? You can put on a front consciously all day. But what are you doing when that mask is off? How are you reacting truly when that mask is off? That's what you truly want to pay attention to, that shit. The shit that don't others know that you don't show the world. That, right? And it's not for us. It's for you. Hey, if you don't want to do the work, just try it again, right? You can try it 10,000 more times. You know, this is your world, right? You are the captain of your ship. Now it's for me, you know, I choose to give love to situations. Now, mind you, it don't always come out that way at first, you know, because my ego can be easily fused, you know what I mean? And my bad side, if you will, can easily be provoked. You know, I have not arrived, okay? But I will say that later down the line, you know, I started to do my internal work. Okay, Keith, why did you react like that? Was it really healthy for you? You know, you need to release these people so you can truly, truly grow. You know, that situation expired. You know, it's time to move on. Stop entertaining. You know what I mean? Just anything with life. You know, we have to let it go. Speaking of letting go, please join us Thursday as we introduce our new host, Keisha Jeffrey, which she is going to be doing every third Thursday, The Goddess Keys to Understanding. And her topic is Let It Go. So please tune in Thursday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern for that. And be sure that you're following the show and join our Facebook group. And, you know, I want to end with two things. First, if you smile, you cannot see a frown. That's so true. Have you ever just, even if it's a forced smile to begin with, you know, if you smile, there is no room to frown. And I want all of you to practice that in a literal sense, right? And call in and tell me how it worked for you. All right, so the last thing I want to leave you is with a quote, you know, and I'm all for men healing, right? But there was a quote, you know, and it's called He's Not Perfect, and they say that it's by Bob Marley, but He's Not Perfect. Now, this is not just for men, but this is for women as well, you know, because imperfection is perfection, right? So He's Not Perfect. You aren't either. And the two of you will never be perfect, but if He can make you laugh at least once, causes you to think twice, and if He admits to being human and making mistakes, hold on to Him and give Him the most that you can. He isn't going to quote poetry. He's not thinking about every moment, but He will give you a part of Him that He knows you could break. Don't hurt Him. Don't change Him. Ooh, because, I mean, it's inevitable that we may hurt, but don't change Him, right? Don't expect more than He can give. Don't analyze. How much do we do that, y'all? Smile when He makes you happy. Be authentic. Yell when He makes you mad. Be authentic. And miss Him when He's not there. Vulnerable. Love hard when He's there. Is love to be had? Wait, love hard when there's love to be had, because perfect guys don't exist, but there's always one guy that is perfect for you. Bob Marley. All right, guys, hope you love this Grand Rise of Motivation as much as I love all of you, and thank you for listening, and yeah, we will be back. I do not like to tell y'all when I'm going to be back, because sometimes I do not do these every day, but I shoot to do them every day. So, you know, please be sure that you're following the show, because I normally post them a few hours before I do them. My goal is to do them daily at 10 a.m. Central Time. So that's 11 a.m. Eastern. So, you know, just kind of be on the lookout for that. That's my goal, but please don't hold me to doing these daily, because a lot of times I'm so busy and I'm not just able to do that. You know what I mean? So be sure that you're following our Facebook group. And, yeah, if you need to email the show on anything, you know, be sure that you contact the administration team. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and play two Outkast songs for you guys. And then until next time, peace and love.
about 2 weeks. Rick chains and no chains and whips. I do suck lips to hips jerk. In double time, the boy next door's a freak. Ha ha.
that the first when I first.
I can't wait the way you love me.
Kill Bill beneath the underpants. Evil patience is a virtue. Being anxious, this might hurt you. Like Mike Vick, returning to the line of scrimmage too soon. The line of trying to get in business on the full moon. Should I play it cool and be the one to make the first move? Anticipating and contemplating, she got you strung, dude. I'm finna get a mighty middle. What you gonna do? I tell you what, we won't be falling for that 1-2. Just kicky sex off in the boom boom if she want to. And if she don't, then I'll dial another date. That means find another face to replace, cause I can't wait.
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island. Peninsula, maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceship. Don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that do you dirty, we'll wipe her out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart, man, these girls are smart. 3 stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part, play your part.
To choose it, lover, never without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive. Compressor, top notch, get the most, not the lesser. Fresh like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country, giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling billions off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some wanna choose, but them is too scary. You chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Get down with the team, the grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you you've never seen the 7 wonders of the world. And I can make you the 8th if you wanna be my girl. Girl, I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker, stalker, walk a green mile. You piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, ooh, rockin' Russian table, keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with $1,000 up on my back. $1 million Mac, they need $1 billion. Put my pimpin' in your life. Watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC. Simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK. Pimp CBU with B. Cause what's up with no pimp? And what's a pimp with no? Don't be a lame. You know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
With precision, I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want it to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule.
Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
Ass Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop this. Slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocker.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish he could, cause he paying 20K a day, that's eating good. Like an infant on a double D, just getting crumped, cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy up. Better choose the right one or pick the kitties up.